It floats around in the atmosphere, waiting to attack. I'm the flu, and I'm after you.
Yeah.
Welcome to today's Natural Health Dialogue Podcast. I'm Joseph. I'm here with naturopathic doctor Randy Lee. Welcome, Randy.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And so, I guess, from the intro, we're going to be talking about the flu today.
You betcha.
So what is it?
The flu is actually a virus that takes on many, many forms. There are a lot of different viruses that are involved in the flu, and it floats around in the atmosphere literally all the time. It becomes a factor as it flows into our communities, usually during the fall and winter of the year. Sometime we'll have what we call the flu season. The environmental conditions are right such that the virus can proliferate and grow and become more prevalent during certain periods of the year. And so we generally get that here in America in the fall and sometimes the early fall or late fall, and then through the early parts of the winter. It usually then goes away, dies, goes dormant, moves somewhere else, other people are suffering with it in other parts of the year. But for us, it's doing there. So once again, we're at the point now where the flu season is upon us. And so I thought it would be appropriate to just talk about the flu and what it does and what we can do about it to minimize its impact.
All right. So you're saying there's something you hear about. Every drugstore has a sign, flu shots available for this amount. And every now and then, I know one year they were running short of vaccines. Mm-hmm. Let's just knock that topic out right at the beginning. I know you don't take a position one way or the other on flu shots, but would you like to address that?
Yeah, I will. First of all, you need to understand what they're trying to do with that. They're taking a guess at which one of those many flu viruses are going to be the one that hits us this year. And so they take... We have in my business, we have a thing we call homeopathy. And homeopathy is basically taking a nutrient that would otherwise cause you distress. For example, the nutrient that, let's say if you're very, very prone to get poison ivy or poison oak, well, then we will take a microscopic amount of that nutrient, maybe one part in a million or one part in a billion sometimes, enough that you're not going to get any reaction from it, but your body can pick up on even those microscopic amounts and begin to build antibodies against it, so that if you know you're going to go work somewhere where there's poison ivy or poison oak, then you can take one of these tablets and your body will immediately start building the antibodies so that when you get to the real stuff, you don't catch the poison ivy and the poison oak.
So those antibodies are temporary, I take it.
They're temporary, but they're things that your body can pick up on. So the same thing with the flu. They take the strain of the flu that they think is going to be prevalent for us this year, and they weaken it. And they weaken it using a number of ingredients, chemicals. I won't go into all the stuff that's in a flu shot, but they weaken it to the point where it should not cause the flu in you. Now, occasionally you hear people say, I took the flu shot and I got the flu. Well, their immune systems may be such that even a microscopic amount of a very weakened strain could cause them to have a reaction to the flu.
Or maybe they picked up a different virus out of the air?
Exactly. So what they do is they try to guess at which one's going to be the most prevalent, and they produce a vaccine for that, and that gets you through that flu season. I'm disregarding whether you do or you don't take the flu shot. That's
personal choice.
That's a personal choice. It really is. And you know the strengths of why not to take one. You probably also know why you should take one. And so I'll let you make that decision for yourself whether you do or not. But what I'm going to talk about is some things that you can do either way. What I'm talking about will not compound the issue if you got a flu shot. It will help you to get through the flu season if you choose not to get a flu shot.
Okay.
So we just want to talk about things that your body can do, body system-wise, to help you get through the flu season with or without the flu shot.
Here's how you survive the flu.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what it is. I took my thoughts and put them into basically three categories. What can I do to build my immune system so that if the flu comes around, I don't get it at all? Mm-hmm. What can I do? And so there are a number of products that you can take that are immune system stimulants. Rather than naming brands, I'll just tell you in general, there are things like echinacea. There are things like elderberry. Elderberry was a big winner this last year when we had a particularly virulent form of the flu that came through.
That sounds like it would taste good. Elderberry.
Elderberry does taste pretty good, and we take it in syrups and concentrates and things like that, and it builds your immune system.
Okay.
Things like mangosteen juices, noni juices, a number of products that have the ability within your body to build your immune system.
Okay, how are they doing that? Are you able to say? Or
It's a matter of them giving the nutrients to those systems that allow your body to produce the immune system is made up of things which kill bad stuff, that suffocate it, that poke holes in it. There are things that are produced by your thymus, that are produced by other body systems that are built to be the conquerors of anything bad that comes into your body.
Okay.
And when the flu comes in, it's one of those bad things.
Right.
And so the body begins to build those particular things. And so when you take extra of these immune system stimulants, then even if there's nothing bad in your system that would cause those stimulants, those nutrients to be produced, then the immune system will do it simply because you've introduced something which stimulates them to do so. Hmm. And so you begin to have more of those, we call them killer cells. They kill in a number of different ways, but they kill the bad stuff that comes into your body. And by taking these things, which stimulate them to produce those, you have more of them in your body so that when you do get flu virus into your body, they're already there.
So you recruit more soldiers into your army to fight the invading hordes.
Yeah, before the invading horde actually gets there.
Okay.
So that's point number one. Try to have a strong immune system. Take some things which will build your immune system. Then point number two. Well, what if it comes there and you begin to have some symptoms, but you don't have the full-fledged flu?
Mm-hmm.
Then what can you do? Well, obviously, still some of those stimulants that you took to keep from getting it, or you failed to take to get it, will be beneficial in helping to build those up. But we have other products then that will actually start killing the virus on its own without waiting for your body to build other killer cells. We have things that are kill viruses.
Wait a minute. Kill viruses?
Sure.
Couldn't do that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have anything has to have a certain environment in which to live. And so we have herbs that will set up an environment which is not conducive to those viruses being able to live in the body. So you can build in step one, you can build things to kill them when they get there. In step two, you create an environment where they can't survive. And so those are the things that we use then to get rid of them when you just have a few symptoms.
It's like not fair. You're really tilting the board in your favor by doing that.
Exactly. And that's what you want to do. And then the third step, the final step, is what if you didn't do either one of those and you actually get the full-fledged flu? And then the answer is you begin to take some things which will work on their own to kill out that virus and try to lessen the symptoms that go along with it. So we take symptomatic things to treat the symptoms, and we take more of the things that will actually wipe out the virus so that instead of having the virus for a week to 10 days, you shorten it down to a day or two where you can survive through it.
So I'm guessing people might... We didn't really get into any specifics. Mm-mm. Is there a place they can go? Maybe the blog article on this topic on
There's
your website?
There's a blog article that we already have on the website that's called What to Do About the Flu that lists most of this and gives you specific products that you can take in all three of those categories. And you can always just call the shop or drop by, and we keep a ready supply of those. Particularly, we're gearing up for the flu season as well, so we have extra of those products that we expect people to need for the flu and virus season.
Okay. And that website is thehealthpatch.com.
Correct.
And at the store, you can actually set an appointment and talk with a naturopathic doctor about the flu and your response in the past, all the things that the variables that come to bear. And they will put together a plan, Randy?
Our store has five employees, and all five of us are naturopathic doctors, and you can make an appointment for a private consultation. Now, that's an extra charge, but you can have a private consultation with a naturopathic doctor, or you can just walk in and get 5 or 10 minutes in the aisle for free, and we'll talk to you about the specific products as well. Be delighted to have you come by at any time to visit with any one of us.
Thank you for listening today. We hope this information has been beneficial. We've gone a little bit over, but I think you will appreciate the information. And I'm Joseph.
And I'm Randy. Thanks for tuning in.